Shortly after the U.S. confirmed another round of airstrikes against militant targets in Syria, President Barack Obama appealed at the U.N. General Assembly for more help in the fight against the Islamic State.
Already over 40 nations have offered to join this coalition. Today I ask the world to join in this effort.
But as the growing international coalition gains momentum in the fight to defeat the militants in Iraq and Syria, the question becomes, what next, says Middle East Institute's Daniel Serwer.
You have to answer the question, what next? What's going to happen once you defeat the Islamic State? Who is going to govern on the territory that's liberated from it?
Serwer says if the U.S.-led coalition cannot answer the question, what next, it will be answered for them.
You can expect radicals to appear from someplace who will answer that question. So it's really important that the United States be thinking around the next corner.
Another challenge that could emerge in the fight against Islamic militants is that longstanding tensions between some coalition members could cause the international alliance to fray at the seams, says Middle East analyst Michelle Dunn.
At the moment, they've set aside some of those differences, Saudi Arabia and Qatar, for example, and everyone's working together. But that will be challenging to sustain over the longer term.
As the fight continues, Dunn says the important thing the Obama administration can do is show that it is willing to keep focus on the issue, no matter how long it takes. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.